Okay. Take two. Okay. Welcome. My name is Imani Monet, and this is Behind the Beauty Podcast. So I'm in the store filming an episode of this podcast, as I have done in the past. But it's been a long time, and I shouldn't have left you. I really shouldn't have left you without something to step to, like something. I could have gave you something to step to. But I'm like being so drawn to outside because there's so much movement. I usually do, when I film the podcast in here, I usually film it from the other way around. So that's why y'all have gotten the brick wall before. But this way, it just makes me want to look at outside and just people watch. But yes, it has been a while. There's, you know, someone else in the room with us now. I'm so corny, bro. But there's someone else in the room with us. Yes, there's so many, like, updates and life changes and things of that sort. You know, I'm about to say, oh, we'll discuss it in another podcast, but it's just like, how can I ignore the fact that I'm pregnant right now? Like, I'm really like, we'll talk about it later type of person. Like, you know, we'll get into that later, but right now we're about to talk about what we're about to talk about. But in honesty, I have been carrying around shame from being inconsistent with having this podcast. Like, I've been honestly carrying shame because, if you don't know, prior to Beauty Strike, I have had podcasts, I've had blogs, I've been a beauty blogger. Like, and when I say I've been a beauty blogger, I've hit milestones in that field that I can say that is what I did. Like, that is a profession that I had before. And some of those milestones are reaching a certain amount of page views, getting ad revenue through like AdSense and things like that, as well as getting and securing partnerships for my blog as well. So like, I've had a podcast, I've interviewed people, I've had it, you know, on my own since like 2017. But the stage where I am in my career now, things have shifted, you know? Like, I became a spa owner, I became an esthetician, I became a full-time, like, you know, doing this stuff full-time. This is what is my bread and butter, this is, like, what feeds me and my growing family, you know? Like, this is my full-time every day. So I started to realize that, like, I was putting guilt and shame into places that it didn't need to be, because I was like, yo, like, I do all this stuff on a regular day-to-day basis. Like, I clientele, I talk to clients, I follow up with people, I make sure things are running smoothly. Having a brick-and-mortar store, especially in New York, bro, like, it's not the easiest thing ever. Like, it's not. A lot of states are way more laxed with a lot of rules, regulations, and things that you have to have for, number one, a store, number two, employees, number three, just, like, making sure you're staying up to tasks, like whether it's for employee training or for personal development, or it's just restocking things. Things take time, and then I do clients as well. So I wasn't like, I was guilting myself for something that I shouldn't felt guilty about, because it's not like I'm like sitting on my butt and not doing anything, right? And that brings us into today's topic. Today's topic, what I really felt on my heart and my chest and my soul to speak about, is for the people who are seriously high achievers and they don't know how to rest. Like, you don't know how to rest. Like, you don't know how to rest, babe. Like, let's be for real. I see you over there. Whether it's you that like just graduated and you're on like this committee, that committee, this club, you said that you wanted to decorate a friend's new house, like you helping somebody move, like you're stepping in for family. But then, like, what about you? Like, what are you doing for you? Like, I see you. And I'm even talking to the person that's like entrepreneur, you know, doing everything, saying yes, and instead of like actually no, when you should say actually no sometimes, like, you know, taking on all these projects because you know that you can do it better, you can do it more efficiently, you can do it faster, and you know that it'll be done right. Like, this podcast that I'm making today, it's for you. It's for you. You need to learn how to rest. Like, me being in the self-care wellness industry, a lot of people just relate beauty to, like, beauty. Like, we're just here to be cute and, like, oh my gosh, like, you know. But that's just not how I've ever felt about the beauty industry. A part of the feeling of why I entered into the beauty industry was because, like, I remember when I would come home from high school, and I'm going to be 100% honest, I did not gel with people in high school because I always knew kind of where I wanted to be, where I was at, and certain things I just didn't want to involve myself in because I felt like it would affect my future. So what I did was a lot of times, like, come home, do my hair, do my nails, do my eyebrows, practice. I was practicing these skills, and it also made me feel really good. And then I started doing it for other friends. I started, like, scouring the internet and going on YouTube and discovering, like, that these people who are now, like, OG YouTubers, I discovered that, like, they have these interests too. They're kind of, like, the same way. And, you know, I just realized that the feeling that I had was just, like, I feel relaxed, I feel calm, I feel at ease when I come home and I do this thing. Then it turned into my career, which I'm an advocate of things that you like and you love, turn it into your career, you making money from it. I'm a Christian. I don't know what some of you are who are watching this. I don't really think it matters because, like, I don't judge people based off of their sex, religion, gender, identity, whatever. That is personal, and I respect everyone and everything. But yeah, so I have read the Bible, and money in the Bible used to be called talents. So I definitely believe that you should be making money from your talents, period. Everything that you're interested in doesn't need to be an income source. Like, it's a difference. You understand? Like, you can make money from your talents, but everything that you enjoy, everything that is a hobby, everything that you do to unwind doesn't need to be a monetary gain, you know? But yeah, so my love for beauty, wellness, relaxation turned into a career for me, which is amazing. But then it's so funny because it's like, I'm preaching to other clients, I'm preaching to people, I'm preaching to like, because there's some, okay, I have so much thoughts, so many thoughts. So there's times where I'll have a client come in and they'll check in, we'll have a great conversation before they come in the treatment room and lie down. And then it's like, I can see them not in the moment. Like, you're just not in the moment. And it's just like, bro, you paid to be here. Like, for 50 minutes, for an hour and a half, for 25 minutes, depending on what treatment you did. But it's like, number one, as a economic babe, I ain't about to waste my money and not get the full experience. Now, I'm going to get the full experience. I'm going to turn my brain off, all the way off, okay? And it's easier said than done because I've had so many situations where I haven't done it myself. You know, but it's like, you come in the room, you lay down, you finally have like a moment of nothingness. Like, we're playing spa music, it's instrumentals. If you heard Andre 3000's flute music, that's really what we play in here all the time. I've always played that type of music because when I have clients come into do a treatment, it's not to hear your favorite R&B song. It's not, because number one, songs hold like a lot of emotion behind them, and I'm not about to trigger somebody into like think about their ex, think about like, you know, like, no, we playing flute music, nature sounds, like always, ever since I have been a solo esthetician before I even opened the spa, like just always. But you have a moment where you're like in a treatment room, the room is dark, it's cozy, it's warm. You're laying down, you switch into this nice robe, you're laying down on a bed, your legs are elevated, we put a little pillow underneath your legs, your hair is pulled back, you begin to get cleansed and massaged, and you're over here thinking about work. Like, you over here under steam, legs elevated, bed warmer on, it's warming up your back. Ooh, I know that, you know, I know back problems, okay? You just had your period, so your back is a little achy. That back warmer is on, making you all like loosen up. It's feeling good. You get a massage on your face and your chest and your decollete and your neck, and you getting a nice back massage, like right here. This is point that I massage, and I know I massage that point. I'm getting a tip, baby. We getting a tip, but you're getting that, and you're sitting over here like not able to close your eyes and to actually be in the moment. Like, what's up? What is going on? That is trauma, okay? And we're here to unpack that. Because there's no reason why you're able to show up in your job, in your work, for your friends, for your family, for your community, for all of these people except for yourself. Because you owe yourself to sit down, relax, have nothing going on in your mind, and have somebody take care of you for a change. Like, you know? So it's really funny that, like, I would, in so many words, tell people that, like, you know, sometimes people come in and they want to chat, which I love to chat. Sometimes people come in and tell me things about, you know, their personal life, their friendships, their relationships, any type of relationship. And I respect and honor it. And it's client confidentiality, obviously. But you need to realize that it's still like a treatment. It's still a time for you to relax. And this is not me going off on clients per se, because this is what I signed up for. This is more about how I see it in my world, how I see women and people who come into the spa not know how to turn it off, turn off the productivity mode. Like, you don't need to be productive to be a good person, to be a valuable person, to be a person worth knowing. You don't need to be productive 24/7. I've started to, and again, this is me growing in this as well. I'm growing in my, in this season, especially being pregnant, with untying my value to my productivity. And it took me a long time to actually feel it and incorporate it into my day-to-day, because I would fall into productivity when I was trying to fall into ease and relaxation with myself for the day. It's so easy when you're just like a naturally productive, on the go, you want to do something, you want to change something, you want to cross something off of a to-do list. Like, bro, everything doesn't need to be to-do list. A to-do list. I have journals on journals on journals on journals full of to-do lists. I have notes on notes on notes on notes on my phone for to-do lists. And I'm not saying that what you're doing is wrong, but I'm saying if you're going to put something on a to-do list, put on there to rest and relax. Put it on there. You need to, because at the end of the day, if you're not recharging yourself, if you're not resetting, if you're not getting your heart rate at a certain BPM on a daily, weekly thing, you're going to stress yourself into an early, you know? And that's not what we want, you know? So I really just want people to stop tying their productivity to their value. And a few ways that has helped me do it, because I see it in my world, which is, again, when people can't relax, turn their brain off, shut down, be present in the moment, for a spa treatment that we're doing. But it goes way, way beyond that. It's like, how do you carry your attitude into a different space? Or how do you carry your mentality into a different space? Sometimes, like, and I don't know who can attest to this, you are at work, it's a long, busy day, maybe you've spoken to a lot of people, and then you go home, and now your family, partner, whoever is there, or no one is there, but you're still carrying the energy of what that day was. And that's you, like, still not being in your self-care mode, because I don't know if you work from home. I'm trying to understand how to separate space and balance from working from home, but you're not turning that off and going into your home like, this is my safe space. This is like where I drop everything at the door. Like, this is where that stuff that happened out there stays out there. And this is like my inside. Like, you're not giving yourself that ease and that just softness. Like, you know, you're not being soft to yourself. And if you want anyone to be soft to you, babe, you gotta start with you. You gotta start with the way that you treat yourself. Like, nobody's gonna show up for you differently than how you show up for yourself. They might, you know, there's really good people out there, but if you don't show up for yourself with grace, compassion, empathy, slowness, stillness sometimes, then nobody else is gonna do it for you. And I really just want to, like, give y'all hugs for the people who really just struggle with that, because honestly, I've seen my mom grow up, and that's the like, if you ever listen to this podcast, I'm going to be referencing that woman a lot, because number one, my mom was a single mother. My mom was like a freaking superhero. A lot of things wrong with our relationship, but I respect her. I love her. She's amazing. And I saw her just never be able to be in relaxation mode for too long. Like, I saw, like, even when we were in relaxation mode, it was like she was working to make sure I was relaxed instead of working to be, or not working at all. Like, you see, like, it's just like, you know, relaxation shouldn't be work. It should be preparation and then ease. You understand? So I've really been learning this. Like, it's so crazy how the journey of pregnancy will really just, like, put things in your heart and your mind. And it's just so amazing. It's so amazing. It's so amazing. It's so amazing. I'm very thankful for my little baby who is making me put these things into action and just not verbalizing them, not just giving the advice to other people. That's making it a reality in my life, you know? So I'm really thankful for you, baby. But but yes, this is a wake-up call to all of y'all who cannot take a moment, rest, relax, and just have ease. I ain't talking about y'all people who, like, aren't trying to do anything. Let's be clear. But or don't do things, or you opt out and you let feelings win all the time. But I'm talking about people who are on go mode, who just go, who do things, who are overachievers, who, like, literally, you need to get this done or else, like, whatever. Like, you know, you need to do it first. You need to do it last. You need to, you know, people who step in, who advise, who help, who manage. Like, yeah, people who are like that, people who end up in, like, high positions because they're they're always wanting to go, always in go mode, like this is for you. And I hope that you picked up something from this little short podcast today. But yeah, I really hope that you picked up something from this podcast today. And you remember to like, comment, subscribe, and share it wherever you're hearing it at. And check out our YouTube channel if you haven't been watching this on YouTube, so you can see me, see where I'm at, hear me talking, I guess. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I have Chloe also in the background. Chloe's my doggie. And she, whenever she sees a dog, she just, or sees a person go by, she just like, But yeah, I want to thank you for watching this episode of the Behind the Beauty podcast. I hope that you got something from this podcast and that you will tune in for the next one. I hope that you stay like, comment, and subscribing. And if you haven't been watching this on YouTube, I hope that you go on our YouTube channel at Beauty Strike and you tune in and you give us a subscribe and you ring the little bell notification. And I will see you soon. Thank you. Bye.